Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Sean Aker's Big Potential, which totally rethinks how we define success. Sophie, I gotta ask, did this book make you rethink that whole pull yourself up by your bootstraps narrative?
Oh, absolutely.
Hi there, Sam. It basically calls that narrative a lie. The self-made individual is a myth. Aker argues that true success isn't a solo climb. It's a collective lift. And he backs it up with real science, not just feel-good platitudes.
Right, the core idea is that we've been obsessed with what he calls small potential, that finite, hoardable resource. But the research shows that the most successful people aren't lone geniuses. They're surrounded by strong systems and relationships.
Exactly. He introduces this concept of a fractal, the patterns of your individual behavior scale up to your team and organization. If you're competitive and isolated, your team will be too. But if you're collaborative and generous, that scales up into a thriving ecosystem.
So the goal shifts from being the best in the world to being the best for the world. That's a huge mindset flip. And he gives practical principles for building this ecosystem. The first one that really got me was surrounding yourself with success, but not in the old networking way.
Right.
It's about building a positive genius network. The single biggest predictor of your success and happiness isn't your own talent. It's the quality of your social connections. The people around you literally shape your brain, your stress, creativity, and resilience.
That's wild. So it's not about being the smartest person in the room. It's about consciously choosing people who challenge and support you. He calls it the Pygmalion effect in reverse. When you believe others can succeed, they rise and they lift you with them.
Then there's the invisible bench, the idea that asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. The most successful people have built this bench of supporters they can call on. It's strategic asking, and it creates a virtuous cycle of reciprocity.
Yeah. I actually pushed back on that when I first read it. I thought, won't people get annoyed? But Aker's point is that by asking, you're giving the other person a sense of purpose, and it strengthens the bond. It's the death of the lone wolf myth.
Honestly, the part that got me was the curse of the shiny object. We're taught to say yes to everything, to be ambitious. But Aker says that's a path to exhaustion. He calls it the culture of more. The real power is in strategic subtraction, saying no to good things so you can say yes to great ones.
Right, and he calls that the power of the pause. You step back from the frantic race to gain clarity. It's not about being lazy, it's about intentional focus. You can't lift the world if you're carrying the world on your shoulders.
Then there's the prism of praise. We tend to think self-criticism motivates us, but Aker's research shows it activates the threat response in your brain. It shuts you down. Instead, you should actively celebrate other success. That releases oxytocin and dopamine and trains your brain to see success as abundant.
So it's like celebrating someone else's win actually primes your own brain for success. He calls that the Midas touch. When you shine light on others, you illuminate the path for yourself. That's such a counterintuitive idea.
And the final principle is about redefining how we measure progress. We're addicted to the destination, the goal, the finish line. But Aker says that leads to a fleeting happiness and then a new, higher goal. Instead, he talks about the multidimensional self. You're not just your job title. You're a parent, friend, artist, and athlete. When you cultivate multiple dimensions, you become resilient.
Yeah, a failure in one area doesn't feel like total failure if you have other sources of meaning. That's so freeing. And he wraps it up with this beautiful metaphor, the difference between a star and a constellation. A star burns bright alone, but a constellation is a collection of stars that together create something more meaningful.
Exactly. Big Potential is about building your own constellation. You stop trying to outshine others and start helping them shine. And if you want to go deeper on these ideas, the full summary and the whole library are on the 7-Minute Books app. Over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. starting at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So the takeaway for me is that success isn't a solo sport. It's about lifting others and letting them lift you. That's the real path to sustainable achievement.
And it's a much more human, connected way to live. We'll see you in the next one.